The following program is proudly supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation, cbf.com.au.
I get sense of when you see it and birth.
Welcome to Making Sense of Pregnancy and Birth on 92.1.
Making Sense of Pregnancy and Birth, with you on your journey from bump to birth, helping you navigate through an experience so exciting and new, the changes to you and the baby that you could expect, the right advice and tips experts will direct, real facts and stories that will unearth the real sense of pregnancy and birth. Hello and welcome to episode 18 of Making Sense of Pregnancy and Birth. Hope the series has been immensely beneficial to you all. When parents imagine the arrival of their new baby, they imagine a cuddly little bundle dressed in pink or blue being passed around the room of smiling friends and family. They don't imagine the fluorescent lights, monitors, and breathing machines of the neonatal intensive care unit. Most pregnancies are around 40 weeks long, and a full-term baby is one that arrives between 37 and 42 weeks. However, a staggering 1 in 10 babies in Australia arrive before 37 weeks, making them premature. Today, Diane Zalitis helps us understand the consequences of premature delivery, including the survival rate and development of premature babies. Welcome back to Making Sense of Pregnancy and Birth on the Muslim Community Radio 92.1 FM. Pregnancy is a wonderful time, but for a growing number of expectant women, that supposed 9-month journey gets cut dangerously, sometimes tragically short. It's mentioned that 1 in 8 babies in Australia every year are born prematurely. But what does that entail? Diane Zalitis, practicing midwife and clinical lead for pregnancy, birth and baby service, is here to tell us more. Diane, it's a pleasure to speak to you once more.
Thank you, Nadia.
Okay, tell us, when is a baby considered premature?
Okay, so most pregnancies will end around 40 weeks and we consider them to be at full term anywhere from 37 weeks to 42 weeks. So that's 3 weeks before your due date is considered term. So that means then that any babies that are born before 37 weeks, so more than 3 weeks early, are considered premature.
How common is premature birth?
About a little over 8% of babies in Australia are born premature. It's actually too common, really, because of the impact that it has on the babies and the families.
Absolutely. So why are some babies born prematurely? Do we know the reasons why?
Sometimes there are reasons and sometimes we don't know. We do not know. There are sometimes, for some women, their cervix starts to relax too early, and that's one of the reasons some babies are born very prematurely, so in the 20 weeks gestation, so it's just not strong enough to hold. Usually, though, if doctors know about that, they actually put something called a stitch in. They actually put a stitch around the cervix to hold it closed to help women get much closer to term.
So that's how preterm birth can be prevented, basically.
Yeah, that's how it can be for those women. Now, not for every woman do we know why, or every baby. If you're having twins or triplets, they are much more likely to be born early because there's more babies in there, and so the uterus gets much bigger earlier, and so it decides its time. But, you know, for triplets, that can be 34 weeks, and for twins, we know they were all pretty well born, or often by 37 weeks. So that's another reason. But it's the other babies that we do not know why. It's just that for reasons we're not sure, the baby and mum's body just decides it's time to go into labour way too early.
So what are some short-term health risks that premature babies face?
It really depends on how many weeks they are when they're born. So as they get closer and closer to term, you know, they're maturing their lungs and their stomach, and all of their organs are maturing. So if they're born, you know, around 34 weeks, so 6 weeks early, they may need extra help with their breathing and feeding and keeping them warm. But if they're born at around 27, 28 weeks, you know, they're going to need a lot more support to breathe, and they'll be in a neonatal intensive care unit for much, much longer. So as they get earlier or younger in their gestation, they're going to need a lot more support. There is more risk of them having issues in their gut. Their stomach and their intestines are nowhere near mature enough for milk like they are at term, but we need to feed them if they're born really early. So there's all of these things that have to be considered. But we have very, very good special care nurseries and neonatal intensive care nurseries, and then obviously the nurses and the doctors who specialise in that area. So they're able to take very good care of these babies. But the earlier they're born is the greater risk of not really knowing how, what kind of long-term effects they may have.
So what is the delivery of a preterm infant like?
It's exactly like giving birth at term. I guess probably the thing for your listeners to know is that the signs that you're going into labour can be a little, I'm going to say, lighter than at term. So your uterus is a bit smaller, so the contractions, you may or may not be really sure. You might wonder, is it really a Braxton Hicks, or am I actually in labour? Because often it's just a bit of backache that keeps coming and going, and you might get a little bit of cramping. So labour can start, and you may not notice, because you're not expecting it to happen. If you're 32 or 33 weeks, you're not expecting what you're feeling to be labour, because in your mind you're thinking labour doesn't happen till my due date. So it's always important for women to be on the lookout for contractions that are coming like 10 minutes apart and regularly, and they don't go away when you have a rest. If your waters break, if you have a show, sort of the plug of mucus and a bit of blood, always call up about that. So the start of labour is the same premature as term. It can be less painful in the early part, if that makes some sense.
What can a woman expect at the hospital, and what kind of treatments might a premature infant need?
If they're born before 34 weeks, they will nearly always be in a nursery of some description. It just depends on how much support they need with their breathing. So it could be that they're just having some oxygen, or they might actually be intubated, so have the tube that goes down into their lungs and hooked up to a machine that does the breathing for them. They will be tiny, so they'll be quite small and look quite fragile looking. They may have a little tube in their nose to feed them, or little drips in their arms to give them fluids that way. If they're sort of born around the 35, 36 weeks mark, they often do a bit better with, and they don't need as much support with their breathing, and they may be more inclined to want to actually feed themselves, so feed at the breast or feed from a bottle to suck. But before 35 weeks, that's not always going to happen, so it's a little bit varied for babies.
And how is a premature baby's age calculated?
So if they're born at 30 weeks, for example, so we would count their age from when they're born, but they also do this adjusted age count. Once they have been, they're 10 weeks old, that when they reach their due date, they'll say their adjusted age is from their due date and that time. And that's so that when you're looking at their milestones and their development past their due date age, So certainly if a baby's born at 30 weeks, we wouldn't expect them to be doing at 6 weeks what a baby born at term would be doing at 6 weeks, if that makes some sense. Yeah, so
yes.
That's why you get this adjusted age. They talk about that so that, okay, well, now you've reached your due date, so, and once you go past that, we start to expect you to do what you would have done if you were being born on your due date or around there.
Okay, interesting. Does premature birth cause long-term problems?
For the mum it doesn't, but for the baby that can do, they can have, most of the nurseries will have babies come back, so they check their sight, they can have issues with their sight, they may have issues with their growth. There's all sorts of things that may happen. We've got, again, some content on our pregnancy birth baby page that talks about the premature baby and the types of nurseries you can go into and what to expect and what might actually happen, how your baby will look, depending on their age when it happens. I think one of your earlier questions I didn't fully answer, if you think you're in premature labour and you come into hospital, we will do everything that we can to stop your labour, unless there is a reason or your baby's unwell and it's better for them to be born than stay in. But for most, we'll endeavour to stop your labour because the womb is the best incubator for your baby than any cribs that we have for them. So that's why we'll try and stop it, which is really important if you're concerned or you think you might be in labour early, to ring up and come in so that we can attempt to do that.
Absolutely. What can a woman expect when she takes her premature baby home?
So I think emotionally that's a huge change. I mean, there is the excitement of, yes, I finally got my baby home, and now I feel like, if you like, I'm going to say, like a real mum, like having your baby at home instead of in hospital. But then there's the flip side of having all of that time in hospital and all that support, and then some of the anxiety around, well, I'm at home now, what do I do? Your baby won't go home until they're able to feed really well, and whether that's breast or bottle, and they're taking their feeds and they're growing and putting on weight. So you don't have to worry about that. And they'll also be breathing without needing any support as well, or oxygen. So it's really a bit like every other mum when they take their baby home, except you've had all of that contact with the hospital. So sometimes there's that sense of being on your own with this that can be a bit disconcerting sometimes. And I guess I just would say there for you, with our pregnancy birth baby service, it's not just a website. We have maternal and child health nurses who are on the phone. So if you get home and you're just having that little, oh my goodness, I'm alone, I'm not sure what to do now, you can ring them up and you can talk to them and they'll talk you through whatever is actually happening. You'll still have the support of your hospital, so you can ring your nursery. But if you wanted to speak to somebody else, we have our nurses are there for you to talk to as well.
That's very reassuring to know. Diane, thank you for helping us make sense of preterm birth on Making Sense of Pregnancy and Birth.
You're very welcome.
Giving birth to a premature baby can bring about feelings of sadness, hopelessness, confusion, and worry. Don't be afraid to reach out for help when you need to. You can call Pregnancy, Birth and Baby on 1-800-882-436 to speak to a maternal child health nurse or counsellor for support. Coming up on the next episode of Making Sense of Pregnancy and Birth, learn about why some pregnant women might need a cesarean birth and what they need to know before, during and after this surgery. See you next time.
Making Sense of Pregnancy and Birth.
Welcome to Making Sense of Pregnancy and Birth on 92.1.
Making Sense of Pregnancy and Birth, with you on your journey from bump to birth, helping you navigate through an experience so exciting and new, the changes to you and the baby that you could expect, the right advice and tips experts will direct, real facts and stories that will unearth the real sense of pregnancy and birth.